Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Delivering the truth and exposing the lies. Join Ross and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our show. See you then.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal law? Earth-based spirituality such as Pantheonism, Shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia to reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double V, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on FreedomizerRadio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite.
You wish.
This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spent a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Ross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitutional cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for calling us today or for listening to us. We will guide you through the latest in New World Order type news, etc. I am not alone tonight. We have Joanne already joining us as usual on Wednesdays. And if you out there in Radio Land have anything you want to share, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So with that, let's hear from you.
Well, thank you for that wonderful applause. Hello, everybody. Hi, Freedomizers. Hi, Proof.
Hello.
How are you doing this week?
Sounds like you get a bit of a cough. Yeah, I get this a couple times a year. I'm not blowing my nose. I'm not doing much except since Monday I've been freezing my butt off, and I've been tired. And I wasn't going to miss being on with you tonight. My co-host yesterday, with about an hour before the show, said she can only be on for an hour, and I'm like, there's no way I'm doing 2 hours by myself. I just canceled the show. Went to bed.
Yeah, well, if you feel like you can't make it through, let me know. But, everybody's allergies are kicking up, too. Do you have allergies?
It was extremely windy over here recently, so that could be it.
Yeah, well, yeah, you could be inhaling dust, pollen, and everything else. Mold spores. Did you have any rain lately?
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, so everything is going to bloom now. Anything that needed water got it.
Yeah.
So that's always fun. Yeah, I was sick with the allergies too, but I think that's what caused me to get sick a couple weeks ago was allergies, because we had some good rain and then everything is blooming here. Everything is fruiting. You know, we're coming into strawberry season. Strawberries are abundant this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Florida's pretty good with strawberries and citrus.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we're the number one producer of strawberries, actually, in the country.
One of my favorite citruses, actually, is, have you heard of or have eaten ugly fruit before?
I love ugly fruit. It's so good.
Yeah, it's spelled U-G-L-I for those of you out there. It looks like a beat-up grapefruit, but that's don't let the cover... don't judge a book by its cover, because when you open it up, it's like eating a glass of orange juice, basically. It is extremely juicy on the inside. You physically have to be ready with multiple napkins, because if you're not, you're going to get messy.
I'll tell you what, if you want something even as good, you got to try our ruby red grapefruit down here. They have thick skin on them, so it leaves very little of that white when you peel it. And they are sugar sweet naturally. You expect grapefruit to be really tart, but the ruby reds, oh my goodness, they're as sweet as tangerines, but you know it's grapefruit.
Yeah.
And they're abundant this year. Our fruit is fruiting incredible this year.
One of my other favorite citruses is not kumquats, but mandarin quats. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't.
If you had kumquats, just picture a mandarin.
I can't even hear the word kumquats anymore because of broccoli, man.
No, I know. But there's mandarin quats and there's lemon quats.
Kumquats, I think of Wyatt Taff and his crew. G. Loblis. I love you, broccoli man. Yeah, I giggle to myself about them, or I think about them all week. Because you do hit a lot of good topics with that broccoli man. And you put it in just little short humor, so it hits the mark. But it takes a minute to think about it, and once you realize what he said.
I just needed to start reaching hundreds of thousands of hits instead of maybe getting to 100.
Oh, well, you could be at the bottom of the feed, too, depending on where you post them.
Yeah.
No matter how many.
It goes to Rumble.
Well, Rumble is pretty good about giving you your hits. But you should... Did you invest in Truth Social? I was just going to say you should post them on Truth Social, which I'm sure you could. However,
can you get on Truth Social without having a cell phone?
Yeah, I'm on it with my PC now.
Okay. I know originally they didn't, so.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you on with the Android or PC, but now they've fixed that. So, you can get on from any device. And they went public Tuesday morning.
I saw that.
I told my daughter to get down there, to call a broker and put some money on that. He's already made $8 billion.
Hmm.
Banning this man off of Facebook and Twitter just made him one of the richest men on the planet. Imagine that. This guy is the Teflon Don, man. He really is. They threw him off Twitter and Facebook, so he started his own social site. And people, take all everything he says, they bring it to all the other sites anyhow, so he doesn't even have to do it. The people that follow him, just copy and paste it everywhere. So
if we can just talk about the presidential candidates real quick. I was kind of on the fence about Robert F. Kennedy. He's really good on two or three topics, but I really don't like his platform as a whole. And he chose somebody who is basically the female George Soros-funded equivalent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Shanahan.
So I don't remember her name offhand. I didn't even pull up an article. I apologize. But
Shanahan
is
her name. And she is also one of the richest people on the planet. She is a huge, huge Democrat donor. She donated mega bucks to Biden. So he just lost her. She donated to Alvin Bragg, Letitia James,
Fannie Willis'
campaign, all of their campaigns. She
and
donated
the lady in
to.
Chicago, too, whatever her name was.
Yes. So she's running hand-in-hand with Alex Soros. Like I said, a billionaire can't give away trillions. So that kind of money has to come from somewhere, just like Theresa Hines Carey is a bag lady. This chick that RFK Jr., she's one of those bag ladies, too. She's got too much money to just blow it. She's blowing it on all these far-left radical candidates.
And you have people out there, Joanne, that are going to vote for her because her four-year-old kid was vaccine injured, and so she's against them now. But everything else, she's a radical on.
Yeah, well, I think that she might be trying to sabotage RFK Jr. You know, she probably donated big to his campaign, and she's donating to everybody around him. So, you know, they're going to get him on the ballots. She's already given money to the Libertarians and the No Labels and everybody. She's just throwing money everywhere. And she's trying to get him on all the ballots. But I think she's going to sabotage him, too. She's running in those circles, the same circles as Obama and Alex Soros and all those Soros DAs. And, you know, she's just donating to all of those.
Well, that's who she is, so I understand that. I don't know if it's so much as a sabotage, because Robert F. Kennedy believes in a lot of that. So I think that they I don't see Robert F. Kennedy as a conservative by any stretch of the imagination. He might be a moderate left, but then you have someone who's a radical with big pockets. So they could help each other.
Oh yeah, they're definitely helping each other.
So I don't think it's a sabotage directly, the thing is that, and you've heard me say this for months, Robert F. Kennedy is going to get the crowd that is against the gene therapies above all and any other issues.
Right, yeah.
So if the gene therapies are the only issue you're worried about, Robert F. Kennedy is your guy.
Yeah, well, you know, there's more issues, too. Yes, that's a big one. And we are all going to have to work on that together. However, there's so many other pressing things as well. You can't just be a single focus. You have to look at the big picture. And the vaccines are part of the big picture. Absolutely, they are. And, you know, I'm against them. I'm against mandating vaccines, and I'm against mRNA vaccines the most.
It just pisses me off that he can't tighten up on that for some reason.
Yeah, but see what he's doing. He's not talking about the vaccines per se, the ingredients in the vaccines. He's talking about how quickly he was able to move things. He was able to get ventilators made by General Motors. He was able
to...
Yeah,
but that's because he was swindled behind the scenes to get them out quickly. They were all ready to go.
Yeah, well, you know, he did that warp speed thing. But I'm absolutely with you on that. I think he should shut the hell up about the vaccines. Stay in his lane.
He has to know by now. Nobody wants to hear it.
Yeah, he knows. He knows. You know, and he'll mention his warp speed, but he doesn't bring out the efficacy. He doesn't feel like they were swindling him. They were stabbing him in the back. Mm-hmm. Burtz admitted it. Fauci admitted they weren't taking, and they were not listening to him. They were going behind his back. They were even holding talks with Iran behind his back.
Right. I remember John Kerry doing that.
Yeah. And the deep state, John Brennan was working against him, Clapper, Comey, all of them. 51 spy agents. Yeah. They were all working against him, the deep state, the bureaucrats, the ones who really run the show. So... But RFK, he will take votes from Biden, and maybe that's what's going on. Maybe they need to take, it's only 4 years. Biden and Trump both can only serve 4 years. They're both incumbents, effectively. So I think maybe the Soros crew doesn't want Biden anymore. Biden has gone rogue. Biden's doing his own thing. And he's resistant somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not...
Yeah, but Joanne, part of it is, too, that Big Mike doesn't want the job. And
so
he is a nice lady, and he doesn't want that position. It doesn't benefit him.
Right.
So they're stuck.
Yeah, well, they don't want Kamala Harris. Michelle doesn't want the job. Newsom wants the job, but they can't put a pretty boy Ken doll up there. White guy right now.
And Gretchen
not
Whitmer
with all this
is a joke.
DEI.
Yeah.
I mean, not with all this DEI agenda. You know, the trans agenda, that's so yesterday. Now it's DEI. Everybody's inclusive now. Unless you're a conservative, then you're not included in anything. You're the enemy. However, I think maybe they need this time to regroup. because they certainly don't want Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
The people will revolt, the whole party will revolt worse than MSNBC when they hired Ronna McDaniel.
That was funny.
That was funny, but, you know, that was stupid, too. Who are these people?
And the fake news comes out and says Ronna McDaniel got fired for being a conservative. You call that a conservative?
I know, right? They've never met a real conservative. They didn't let him on the TV. But Michael Steele was also the head of the RNC, but they open-arm welcomed him. But they said that she aided and abetted an insurrectionist. That was the lamest insurrection I ever saw. BLM had
so
better insurrections.
How did she aid and abet when she refused to fund him?
Well, anyhow, they went on TV. Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, Rachel Maddow, Joy Reid. They all went on and bullied this woman, created a hostile work environment. Now, she was under contract. She was their co-worker, their colleague.
Yes.
And they defamed her, and they bullied her on national television. She's got a lawsuit and a half. She's got to own MSNBC when this is over.
Mm-hmm.
And they got to pay out her contract. That's crazy.
Well, the thing is, once you were labeled a Republican, they will bully you and do whatever they can. Once a Republican, always a Republican.
Yeah, well, the idiot running MSNBC put out an apology note. He didn't know. He's going to take full responsibility, and he wants to apologize to his staff and the reporters, not reporters, whatever they call themselves. Anyhow, all they are is activists, propagandists.
Right.
They are certainly not journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, big time fake news. But, you know, here they are. Oh, yeah, diversity and equity and inclusiveness. That went right out the window. They had a full-blown public meltdown snitch over someone getting hired at their company. They don't own that company. It's none of their business. Their business is to put out the work for their show. That would be like me saying I have any type of say in who you have as hosts on your shows. Get lost. You don't run this operation. Take a hike.
Being that you're my longest tenured host here, I would take into advisement, but at the end of the day, I'm the one that makes a decision.
Yeah, you know, and you've actually never asked my opinion on any hire or fire. But still, you know, it's not my place to offer that.
I think I did once on a fire. I think I did. I may not have, but I think I did once.
You told me about it, but you didn't ask my opinion or advice on it, so I didn't give it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, no, I remember very well. And you were right. You know, and I said that, but that was all I said. But because I don't think it's my place, and no company that I work for, is it up to me who they hire or who they fire.
Right.
You know,
except
I can put in a good
bowls.
Word. Yeah, even Yuppie Bowls. That's my daughter's place. I'm not in charge of hiring or firing.
Okay.
Yeah, you gotta know your place in a company. Unless you're a shareholder or you own the company, then you can do whatever the hell you want. And you can ask your other employees for their advice. But if you don't ask advice and you just take it upon yourself to hire somebody, I guess you didn't need their advice. But then to have the employees come out and talk trash about you in public like that? Nah. I would fire them first.
Right.
You just put that whole company at risk by openly bullying this woman and creating a hostile workplace. That's not legal. So you just jeopardize the whole company by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta know things like this. You don't just go on TV and say, oh, yeah, the new chick they hired, we don't like her. So what are you going to do? Have a walkout? Go ahead. Clean the rest of your office out with you. No sense in leaving your stuff behind, because once you walk out, you're staying out. There's no shortage of people looking for jobs. In that business especially, it's hard to land a job with a big network.
Ken, can
I'm
we
sure
go back to Robert F. Kennedy before we go too far away from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll go back.
So in your opinion, does this Shanahan lady move the needle at all for Robert F. Kennedy?
I think that she was a turnoff to the people who they wanted turned off and a turn-on to those who they wanted to turn on. He's looking for that Democratic voter. He's not looking for the conservatives. He'll take the strays that don't like Trump or that are single-focus anti-vaxxers. And he's trying to play himself as the Kennedy Democrat, you know, the old-school Democrat,
mm-hmm.
not that he's radical far left. But then he went and picked a radical far left VP choice. And he had
I think if he would have picked a Tulsi Gabbard, more people would look at him seriously, but not this.
Yeah, but Tulsi Gabbard wouldn't get on board with him because she's more than one focus, too.
Right. But they're both former Democrats that are fed up with the system. I thought they may have a working relationship, but I could be wrong. But that would have made sense in my head.
I think that RFK Jr. wanted to be the JFK-type Democrat. You know, the working man and the
mm-hmm.
God Bless America one. The patriotic Democrat who
I don't see this vice president pick as that person.
No. But she is Moneybags, and he had a highlight her. And there was a reason he had to pick her right away. You know, she's very popular in some circles.
Okay.
But something about the ballots, he thought it would be easier if he picked a vice president candidate.
So he's still trying to get on a lot of ballots is what you're saying.
Yeah, he's only on like one or two right now.
Okay.
But the Libertarians just invited him.
I don't think he's Libertarian.
No, he's definitely not Libertarian, but they invited him, and they're on ballots in every state.
Right.
So they might be willing to change things up a little if he changes things up a little, but they really got to look into his VP pick because, although I don't think they're just, you know, they're going to bump him off right away, although they might because they had no problem bumping off the rest of them. Yeah, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, JFK Jr.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I don't think.
But
they
from what I'm
it.
Gathering, though, Joanne, RFK is not exactly. He's more of a. I don't know how to put this exactly because the person that goes to RFK was most likely not a Brandon supporter.
Yeah. Well, there is a fracture in that party. You got the
mm-hmm.
far-left liberals, the AOCs and the Whitmers and all of that crowd, and all the communist crowd.
Yeah.
And then you do have the old school who are hanging on to nostalgia. That party has moved so far beyond them, but they want to try to pull it back to the old party. You know, and they stay Democrats because they think that they're diehard Democrats. You know, my father was a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they're talking about JFK Democrats. JFK wouldn't be able to be a Democrat in this culture. JFK was too conservative for them.
He's probably too conservative.
And he wanted
for most
to expose, you know, just like RFK Jr. is exposing those vaccines, JFK himself, he wanted to expose the New World Order.
Right.
So, you know, that's where they are on the same page. So they're nostalgia, thinking that, you know, back then Democrats, even Bill Clinton, he wasn't as radical as they are these days. they've gone off the rails. They've got like a commie farm that they're pulling them out of.
But I'd be surprised if RFK gets 5% of the national vote.
If he just picked her now and that dies down and he starts making headway and she's not featured, she's just along for the ride now. She's no Sarah Palin. So she'll just, you know, stay low-key, let him run the show. He might take 17 to 20% of the Democrats. That's enough.
If he takes 20% of the Democrats and 2% of the Republicans, I don't see that being a winning strategy.
No, it's not a winning strategy, but it will certainly put the favor back towards Trump. The latest polls out now is Trump is at 50% and Biden's at 45 overall.
Okay.
Biden is tanking. And they don't want Kamala Harris. And let me tell you something. If Michelle ever did come out of the, you know, out of her mindset and finally say, yeah, every one of them would hop on board with her.
Oh, I understand.
Every one of them. His voters, Biden's voters, mm-hmm. Everybody's voters. All she got to do is challenge him. And they will throw money at her left and right. This chick that's back in RFK, she'll jump ship. She's got nowhere
that's
to go
true.
Right now. She doesn't want
mm-hmm.
Biden. And, you know, you got to spend money on these things. And you got to take care of the down tickets. So that's what she's there for. She might not even be there necessarily for RFK, but the down ballots. You know, they'll at least vote radical with her for the Democrats on the Senate and the Congress and the state offices through her money. And now she's back involved with politics. Maybe she was losing interest.
But the thing is, though, is that if she picks up or they pick up 20% of the Democrats and 2% of the Republicans, I don't think that gets even 5%. It might be close to 5%, but... I don't
yeah.
see him winning anything.
No, he's not going to win anything. But he'll tip the scales. He'll strip away just enough voters. Trump's
okay.
got no problem. Trump's not attacking him.
Yeah.
That tells
well,
you something.
Well, it's hard
right
to attack
there.
Someone that you don't consider to be a legitimate candidate, too, though.
Yeah, well, everybody sees how Trump treats people he considers to be a threat.
Yeah.
He goes after them double barrel.
Yeah, but you have to be enough of a threat for him to make a move because
right.
if he's not that big and you go after him, then you've shown yourself
yeah,
as a
you're
bully.
Punching down. That's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, he might be kind of rooting him on, too.
But I just don't see anyone other than the old school Democrats. I don't see Gen Z saying, wow, I got to get RFK and Shanahan. I don't see it.
No, I don't think they'd even know who Shanahan was or pay attention to that. Some of them would like him, though. But the young people are breaking hard for Trump.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, remember how anti-Trump the young people were? Trump's first campaign?
Yeah.
Well, now that the people that are that age now, as those kids were then, the young kids, they're breaking hard for Trump. You know, the coastal elite Democrats, like you said, like, you know, the old school, and the Martha's Vineyard snobs, they might go for RFK because he's just radical enough. And you know, half of them are dropping dead or sick from the vaccines. So they were lied to. Yeah, I don't know. I know the Massachusetts ones will go for them.
I was loosely even I was loosely entertaining RFK, even though I didn't think he was a viable candidate. But with this, yeah, that vice president pick, I've completely walked away from any thought
on that. To be brutally honest, nobody should be considering anybody but Trump right now.
Mm-hmm.
Trump was right all along. You see what they're doing to him because the radical far-left communists are terrified of him because he's actually does what he says he's going to do. And he tells people like it is, and some people can't handle the brutal truth. But now they can. You know? They hated his mean tweets, so they voted him out. And now I think they're going to let him do mean tweets. They don't care about mean tweets anymore. They care about gas is $3.69 right now at the cheapest place for the cheapest gas. It was $1.89 when Trump was in office.
Right. Yeah, these kids are told they're never going to be able to buy a house.
We didn't have to send billions and billions to Ukraine. There was no wars. We had Mexico doing what we asked them to do. China
Mexico's
was behaving themselves.
Now in order to hold illegals at bay.
Right. Yeah, they believe they have the leverage. Trump said, I'll tax everything that comes across that border. And they said, oh, no, we'll be all right. We're not going to let them come over anymore. And we'll stop all the foreign aid. Why would I support you people there when they're here? And we'll charge you for everything that comes across our border, every one of your goods and manufactured products. So what's it going to be? That's how Trump operates. Not like, oh, we'll just give you more money and we'll ask you nicely for help. No, you're going to help us. And you're going to help yourself doing it.
Yeah, I don't think this benefits Mexico at all.
No. Mexico's making buku money right now. Everybody's paying Mexico to pass through there. Everybody's paying Mexico to run their NGOs over through there. Yeah, no one gets across the border without paying Mexico, south border or their northern border. Mexico gets paid. So if they're throwing money at the NGOs, the UN and the Chinese and the Americans and everybody's supporting all these organizations, you know Mexico's getting a piece. They have to pass through Mexico. If Mexico doesn't get a piece, they don't pass through Mexico. So everybody's paying Mexico right now. But you stop all the money to those NGOs, they're getting all kinds of federal money. They're opening up all these little shell NGOs, you know, like Casa Relitas and something Fuentes and stuff. But they're all parts of the Catholic Charities and the USAID and the Lutherans and the Jewish Federation and all these other NGOs, the Acorn groups, all that. Yeah, they're all getting a piece of the pie. And if you're running people through El Salvador and Guatemala, all coming up from Venezuela, every one of those countries get a piece. You got to pay the VIG to all of them. Those NGOs got to put out money for them, too. So Mexico gets their fair share. And then all their people that come here, they get these cards. You think our government's going to let them keep those cards? Or do you think those cartels are going to let them keep those cards? Yeah, you might get a debit card with $1,600 on it, but then you have to turn it over to the coyote that got you here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're still broke. They're putting you up in hotels, and they're feeding you. So, yeah, you can have the hotel, and you can get fed and all that. You can eat out of food banks. But those stipend cards, they're taking them to the ATM machines, and they're giving these coyotes cash, the gang members, all of that stuff. They're getting paid back. They're not going to let those migrants keep that money. That's just another money laundering scheme.
Well, some of them are already going back to Venezuela because they think it's safer.
Yeah, it is. Venezuela is doing great now. The crime rate has dropped considerably. Yeah, well, they emptied out their prisons and when they refill them, they, you know, give you a choice. You can stay in prison for the rest of your life, or you can get on that bus and go to America. Yeah, they don't have big recidivism down there. They lock you up, you go to jail, or you go to America. You don't get back on the street with no bail like they do in New York. The guy that pushed the other guy in front of the train the other day is out on bail.
That funeral is tomorrow. And Brandon's going to do a fundraiser in New York City instead.
Oh, my God. Did you see Trump call the cop's widow? And then as soon as he hung up, the guy from Tunnel to Towers called and said they were going to pay off their mortgage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the guy left behind a 10-month-old baby. Little boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tunnel to Towers said, yeah, we're going to pay off your mortgage. See? You know, that's how you move things. Biden didn't call her.
No.
Trump did. $0.97 out of every dollar that's donated to Tunnel to Towers goes to building homes for those veterans and those, you know, the families of the fallen first responders and veterans and stuff. So that's a good. If I had hit that Powerball last night or Mega Millions tonight, Towers is getting tithed.
Okay. Well, nothing wrong with that.
No. Nothing wrong with that at all. You know, that you leave behind a young wife and a baby. What's she going to do? Living in New York. How's she going to pay the rent? Or the mortgage? So it's very, very grateful that those people are stepping up for her. It's worth the $11 a month. $0.33 goes to administration costs. The rest of that $11 goes to building houses or paying off mortgages. And, you know, because they build those special houses for those veterans.
Right.
Anyhow, do you see the guy in New York that pushed, you know, the same day that the cop got murdered? There was a mentally ill guy who pushed another man in front of a train and killed him. Do you know that he got out with no bail? He's still walking
the
streets in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, these people are
That's
celebrating for some reason.
Yeah, Alvin Bragg's too busy going after Trump. And he's going after Trump over the Stormy Daniels payoff.
Yeah, that I don't quite understand.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. It wasn't Trump that was having the affair. It was the lawyer, Cohen, that was having the affair with Stormy Daniels. And he had access to the checkbook. You know, he was just paying the bills. And he said to Trump, pay it, pay it, pay it. And Trump said, no, I'm not paying that. She's extorting me. I don't even know this girl.
Mm-hmm.
So Cohen paid her anyhow. But Cohen was paying her to shut up over their affair, not an affair with Trump. So Trump thinks he's getting extorted by this chick. He doesn't even know. And he is. But it's his own lawyer that's extorting him, too. Trump never paid back that money. Cohen took it out of his own thing and paid her anyhow. Took it out of his client account and paid her. And then he wanted Trump to pay her back, or pay him back. And Trump said, no way, I don't know this chick. You know, I don't need somebody going around someday saying, you know, that I paid hush money. And I don't even know this chick. So it's a whole scam going on. And you know who brought it up was that other piece of junk lawyer who everybody thought was going to be the next presidential thing, Avenatti there. Michael Avenatti?
Yeah.
Remember him? He was all over MSNBC and CNN and because he was talking trash about Trump.
Yes.
He was even telling Dennis Rodman and bragging about it, that it was Cohen having the affair with the porn star.
Yeah.
And he paid her the hush money and wanted Trump to pay him back, and Trump said no. And that's why, and Trump had the falling out. Trump was furious when he found out that the chick got paid. And Cohen wanted him to pay him back, and he said no. I never authorized that. I didn't sign any non-disclosure agreement. I didn't sign anything with this chick. And that was one of the points that will be brought up, is there's no Trump signature on the non-disclosure. It's Cohen's signature and Stormy Daniels on the non-disclosure. So the two of them, they're trying to extort money from Trump. One by lying and the other one by paying her off. You know, because he said sometimes these big celebrities pay people off even if they're lying just to avoid the, you know, the publicity and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Just
but everybody else does non-disclosure agreements.
Sure they do.
So why is this not allowed?
I don't know. Marriott requires non-disclosures. I couldn't disclose any of their recipes to any other entity.
Hmm.
Yeah, people sign non-disclosures all day, every day.
Right.
But a non-disclosure signed by Trump prove that Trump wanted that payoff to Stormy Daniels. But Trump never signed it, because Trump didn't approve the payoff to Stormy Daniels. Cohen took that money out of his own client account and wanted Trump to pay him back. Cohen signed it, but he said he was acting on behalf of Trump. No, he wasn't. Because Trump never signed anything. Trump never told him to do anything.
So then how...
Trump said he wasn't.
Would they still go... Are they corrupt enough to say, well, even though Cohen signed it, Trump is still guilty?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I saw you had the daughter of the judge. You had the daughter of the judge.
Actually, it was Laura Luma. It was Laura Luma who came up with that.
Yeah. No, I was saying that the wife or the daughter of the judge that's going to be over the case was already texting out tweets of Trump in handcuffs.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Her name is Marshawn, Laurel Marshawn, and that's Judge Marshawn's daughter. Now, she also represents Kamala Harris and Adam Schiff. Her company, she does campaign things. And yes, she had on her avatar. It had a picture of Trump behind bars, and that's the judge's daughter. It says here, all right, Donald Trump writes, so let me get this straight. The judge's daughter is allowed to post pictures of her dream of putting me in jail. The Manhattan DA is able to say whatever he lies about, anything he says he wants. The judge can violate our laws and constitution at every turn, but I'm not allowed to talk about the attacks against me. So he knows that she's working, you know, that they're working in conjunction. But that, I forget the name of her company now. I wrote it down, too. Oh, anyhow, her name is Marshawn. And she is... she works for Kamala Harris's campaign. She works for Adam Schiff's campaign. She did work for the the Biden-Harris campaign in 2016. So this chick is a campaign manager. And she is the judge's daughter. And she's representing the accused opponent. She's representing Biden and Harris and Adam Schiff. He's her number one client, as a matter of fact. Schiff is. And this is who the judge's daughter is. It's very incestuous. So he should absolutely recuse himself.
That won't happen. That's the exact reason why they hired him.
Yeah.
So that won't happen.
Yeah, they're all connected. It's like one giant web. Imagine that.
I'm surprised they didn't give that back to Ergodon and Alvin Bragg.
Alvin Bragg is working it.
No, I meant that combination. Or give it back to Letitia James.
Yeah. Well, Alvin Bragg is in front of her father, that woman's father, Marshawn, Laurel Marshawn.
Yeah.
And that's the Stormy Daniels case.
They're really trying hard. They are so thirsty.
Yeah. You know, they're not going after a crime. They're going after a citizen. They're going after a person. And if we allow them this kind of power this time, they'll use it again and again and again. They never give up that kind of power.
No, that's why they're going for it now. Because they know that they might not have this opportunity again. So they have to go at any cost.
Yeah, strike while the iron's hot. Do it while you got the chance.
Even though they know that it's not popular. They don't care.
Between now and next January 20th, I mean, we are in for one hell of a ride. You know, that ship hitting the bridge.
Yeah.
That's small potatoes compared to what they're doing.
Well, yeah.
Before we went on air.
All of Brandon's time, they've tried to find ways to make sure that hazardous materials do not get transported. So that to me, just reeks of a false flag.
Oh, there's lots of things about that could be, like General Flynn said, a black swan event.
Ron Paul called it too last week.
Yeah. They said to expect it. Now, General Flynn said that a black swan event is usually an economic more than a military event. And you want an economic event, that's it. It's costing them like $15 million an hour to keep that port closed right now. No one can get in and no one can get out. There is debris and a ship and everything else in the way. And, of course, now that Biden said that we're going to pay for all of it, you know how long it's going to take just to get the contracts where I end out?
4 to 5 years.
Yeah, it's going to take quite a while. Now, the Army Corps of Engineers could do it really fast. But they'll build a temporary bridge while the real one's getting built. But just think, a lot of that stuff that was on that boat was hazardous material.
Yes.
And it had to be brought to that boat by truck over that bridge because they couldn't go through the tunnel. The only other way to get to there is through that tunnel, the Chesapeake Bay Tunnel. And you can't bring hazmat in the tunnel. Plus, the tunnel already has fractures in it. It's old. And they keep making repairs to it. But
let me ask you this. Why is Pete Buttigieg not in charge of this? Why is he not on the chopping block?
He is. He's supposedly in charge of it.
Yeah, but you don't hear anybody saying he needs to have answers.
No, because he said the bridges were racist.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, right now they got a crisis going on. They don't need his antics. He's another one that's an idiot. The bridges are racist because they weren't built high enough to accommodate these big ships. No, you're making your ships bigger.
It didn't go through a black neighborhood.
Ah, but that bridge does. That one does. On the other side of that bridge is the hood. So, you got Baltimore on one side and Dundalk on the other.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's I don't think it's racist. And they said the bridges are too low. because that's racism too. I don't know how low bridge is. And he said it's obvious that it's racist. It's not obvious to me. I don't know how a bridge could be racist. But those bridges were built back in the day when bridges were built like that. If you look, the Sunshine Skyway got knocked down by a barge. And people got killed on that bridge. This new bridge that was designed by, it was designed by some famous, famous bridge architect. Every 50 feet, there's steel cables. So even if something were to hit that, if a plane were to hit it, it would only take out 50 feet, and the 50 feet of roadway and bridge would not drop into the harbor because it's suspended on those cables. There's cables all over them. The cables are built to make it look like giant sails, and the same designer designed the bridge up in Massachusetts, in Boston, the Zakim Bridge. And again, that one looks like a wishbone. The Sunshine Skyway looks like sails, the way that the rigging, the wires are designed. But they're huge, huge cables. So even if something does fracture a piece of that roadway, it's still going to be suspended. And it may swing, sway like a swing. But yeah, chances of surviving that are a hell of a lot better, and it's not going to take the whole bridge down. Along with that, the abutments, the buttresses that go into the water that hold the bridge up, the columns, they are surrounded by these islands. And there's, you know, shore houses, there's houses there. They can press a button, and the lights turn red on the bridge, and a bar comes down like a railroad crossing. So they don't have to wait 18 minutes for the cops to show up to stop traffic and try to get through the traffic to do it. That bar will come down like a railroad crossing or a drawbridge, and no one gets on the bridge. And plus it has lights, too. If the light is red, you stop right there, and the alarms go off. So if there was a boat going under there and was going to hit it, and they were calling a mayday, they could shut that bridge down within 30 seconds. So
yeah, they just barely got this bridge shut down without cars flying over.
Yeah. And some of the crew workers that were on there, there was 20 of them. 8 of them ended up going in. 2 of them survived and were taken to hospitals. They found 2 more inside a red pickup wrapped in the debris a little before we went on air. You know, and that's another thing, too. Biden says that we're going to pay to rebuild all this. Don't those ships have insurances? Don't those companies have insurances? That's a big company.
They normally do.
Yeah, well, this company is the company that owns the ships. Then they got another company who subleases them. Then Maersk rents them from them. And the core company is owned by Mitch McConnell's, I guess, father-in-law. And the sister-in-law, the one that just got killed in the Tesla, she's still listed as CEO of the company.
Mitch McConnell's father-in-law?
Yeah, his father-in-law and mother-in-law own the shipping company.
Still? They've got to be 100 years old.
Well, that's why the daughter was listed as the CEO, but the daughter's dead now.
Okay.
She got killed in the Tesla a couple weeks ago, remember?
That's true.
Angela Chow.
Yeah.
But her name still appears on the company log as the CEO. That's one of the things I was looking up because I saw it and I was like, that's interesting. You know, you have to go through 2 hops to get to the core company, but it's connected to Mitch McConnell's wife. And the dead sister-in-law is listed as the CEO. And it was started by the father-in-law and the mother-in-law, I think in 1962. So, yeah, they're probably old and retired and stuff. But the old man is listed as the founder, and the daughter is listed as the CEO. They haven't taken her down yet. But she, remember, she got killed in Texas in a Tesla. She drowned.
Yes.
Yeah, they said that she put the car in reverse and went over a small seawall. Teslas have all kinds of safety devices. If you're going to come in contact with something, the car will stop itself. If you come too close, you know, you can always cut off a Tesla, because if you don't leave enough room, the Tesla's going to slow down. For safety reasons. So they'll let you in. Yeah, those cars got all kinds of safety features on them. I think they can be overridden, too. Any computer can be hacked. There's no such thing as a non-hackable computer system. Somebody has to build
the
system.
It is harder on a Linux as opposed to a Windows or an Apple.
Yeah, harder, but not impossible.
Yeah.
Because somebody coded and built that Linux. And somebody else knows how to repair them. So if they can repair them, they can get into them. Something that just broke, too, about the computers. In Pima County, Arizona.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, they filed no response to a filing of vote machines, illegal software, and a switch compiler, and add-ons and security flaws. This complainant filed a suit, and it says that it has evidence of the vote machines have illegal software in them. And they also, it has a switch compiler that switches votes, and there's other add-on security flaws, too. And the county said, well, we're not going to file a response to it.
Oh, of course
so
not,
what does that mean?
It doesn't benefit them.
Yeah, so they should file a response and say, no, our machines are perfect. But they can't. Because they can't prove that those machines are just fine and everything was legit. That whole election thing, it's all coming down hard. You know, everybody's proven there was vote switching and the computers were on the internet.
Willis is coming out swinging right now like she basically believes, hey, we got Trump finally where we want him.
Yeah, so did Letitia James. She was ready to throw a party and wrap the caution tape around Trump Tower, too, right? He still owns it.
Yeah, but she wasn't very happy about the judge lowering that amount to a more affordable amount.
No, she wasn't. And that's just walking around money for him now. He made $8 billion yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, can we do the Broccoli Man?
Yeah, let's do that.
And then if any callers want to get in, the number is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and we could take some calls after Mr. Broccoli. All right,
absolutely.
So when you're ready.
All right, it's just playing a commercial.
Okay.
It's a nice Chevy. it's in Spanish.
Oh, of course.
3, 2, 1. Okay, skip that. All right, I'm ready.
You ready? Okay, so this is called Coffee Shop Scammer. And this has liberal person in it. This has liberal person in it. So I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey, dumbass. Why are you not wearing a scam? Why are you trying to give me coverage?
Oh, no, thank you.
I do not vote Democrat. I will take a chai tea and a matzo ball soup to go, please.
Maybe you did not hear me, you stupid Trump-supporting piece of excrement. You need a scam to come in this building and place an order. It is the law.
Oh, really? And what law is that?
Hey, broccoli person. I hate you so much. Why is it all you something duck hairs do not wear scams in here? I have to kick out 99% of the people that come in here every day.
Why would you enforce a rule that no one wants and is not against any laws?
You need to shut up and out that scam on that face. Then you can order stuff from me. You are such a loser. You still do not think that Brandon can steal the next election. You all need to shut up and get those scams on. Why are you making me go out of business and get sick from COVID?
Even the CDC says you can treat COVID like a cold. Why are you addicted to scams? Now, do my bidding and let me place my food order to go.
You look here, you Republican filth. If you do not wear a scam, then I know you are not a Democrat. You are worthless to me because you do not support the one world government.
Please tell me how the new world order is going to protect your ass.
This economy sucks, and it is all Trump's fault. That's why we need to re-elect Brandon. Hey, broccoli person. Why are you too dumb to read each Rolling Stone article that even admits Trump is trying to steal the election? When I opened this place in 2019, I made money all day. Now because Trump was in office, I make no money now.
Maybe you would make money if you did not yell at all your customers and treat them like trash.
Hey, broccoli person. You are trash. You still believe in having a junk and being cisgender. I am a trans vegan who only votes Democrat and believes in the current thing. I have apologized for my whiteness and only want undocumented friends of America to own guns in America.
That makes no sense.
You Republicans stole the land from other countries. Now it is only fair to give everyone back their land and you all go to FEMA camps. Or you can go back to the country you were born in.
And where were you born?
I was born on the mean streets of Portland, Oregon.
Then where will you go?
Bruh.
I don't have to go anywhere because I vote Democrat. We need you people out of the coffee shop. You are not allowed to be in here without buying anything.
Great. Then I will have a chai tea and a matzo ball soup to go.
Did you not understand English? I said you need to put a scam on your face.
I am sorry. I did not hear you. It must be because you are wearing a scam. I am ready to pay right now. How much do I owe you?
I would never ever use math. Math is racist.
Well then how do you know how much he is charging you?
Whatever the price is, it does not affect me. I use my debit card.
Huh?
I don't want your money. I want you to get the F out me store, never come back again, and hopefully I can stay in business only serving foods to liberals that know how to put scams on their face. I would put one on to buy a coffee. But normal.com does not draw them on our faces yet. So I am stuck. Anyway, Klaus Schwab said the only way Earth can survive is we have to have zero carbon. That means we need to get rid of all humans, animals, plants, minerals, vitamins, insects and water.
So, you want to kill off every single thing on Earth? Why would you want to destroy all of Earth?
Because it is loving and liberal. I am saving up enough money right now to buy a rental for my lives and a suicide pod. I am going to save the Earth. Even Bill Gates says that planting trees to produce carbon is hogwash. My rent for this place is $4,000 a month. I only made $9 yesterday. I had to kick out 47 customers yesterday for not wearing King's cams on their face.
Well, you did not have to do that. You are just choosing career suicide by getting woke and going broke. Why are you Bud Lighting yourself?
That judge in New York is doing the right thing. He needs to arrest and fine Trump as much as he can for any reason whatsoever. He is trying to steal the election from Brandon. It is only fair that the judge was sexually assaulting the lady in the gym. She said she was thinking about voting for Trump.
So, Trump is destroying Brandon in the voting polls in about 45 states. How is Trump stealing an election?
Of course he's trying to steal it. He is campaigning and going around the country telling people to vote for him.
Huh?
That's what you are supposed to do to win an election. It is called campaigning. You are supposed to try to win.
Well, then how come Brandon does not have to do that to win? Brandon can win just by going to his basement. He does not have to talk to anyone or make any promises.
And that is why he is losing in the polls in 45 states.
No, Trump is going to steal it by getting more votes than him. Even with all the triple counting the ballots like they did in Georgia, printing extra ballots and driving them across state lines, and the electronic voting machines that already set to give Brandon extra votes, Trump is trying to get more votes than that.
Exactly. To combat the fraud with illegal vote counting, he will still probably win because Brandon sucks as president. We do not want a one-world government.
See? You even admitted Trump is stealing the election.
If you want your guy to win, then maybe he should do a better job than the other guy.
Brandon has done great things for this country.
Bruh.
Can you name just one thing he has done for this country?
That's easy. He made sure Trump is not president. And he is suing Trump and trying to arrest Trump to make him not run for office again.
How exactly is that an accomplishment? What did he do for you?
Look, that is all I need. Trump ain't president, so Brandon is one of the best presidents ever.
But you pay 3 times more rent now than 5 years ago. Gas is double the price. Food prices are up almost 100%.
Hey, you MAGA dumb buffoon. He allowed almost 20 million undocumented friends of America to come in here from every other country to live. Even though Texas is trying to close their border, they're getting sued and Brandon is even flying them in now to get around the border patrol.
That is called an organized invasion. The 1%s want America to go bankrupt so we can have a one-world government and then billions of people will be put in forced labor camps or be mass-culled. That is why over 90% of the people coming in here are military-age men without families. And they are allowed to have guns. All the while they are trying to take the guns away from law-abiding American citizens.
Exactly. We need 90% of the Earth population to be gone so we can reduce our carbon footprint. You are a loser for not buying your lies in a suicide pod. I bet you also did not get your freedom microchip in your wrist yet. Oh no. You are joking, right? How on earth can you come in here without a microchip? I am calling the police right now. They will kick you out of here for not wearing a bleeping scam and not having a microchip on your person.
Hey everyone. Do not be like these losers here. Do not wear scams. Do not get a microchip just to buy a chai tea. Do not turn down business that benefits your pocket just to protect woke policies. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to know about. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, there are other shows on freedomizerradio.com, so go to the schedule on there and find other shows. They all are great. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Make sure you tell them all to never to in me coffee shop because I do not serve people on a they vote Democrat. I would rather go out of business than sell food to someone who does not vote Democrat. I would never tell anyone to listen to FreedomizerRadio.com. If you listen to the Proof Negative radio show, you are most likely going to be put in a FEMA camp. Even though FEMA camps do not exist.
That was a good one.
Okay,
why has he got
like
that
it.
Bloody goalie mask on his face and his hands bloody?
Because there's only two characters that that have scams.
Oh.
Either that or a ninja.
Oh.
Joseph is here. He wants to come say hi, but I want to let you talk about the video real quick if you want.
Yeah. Friends of America, that's the newcomers,
yeah.
Right? The invading army. I love the Michelle post, by the way.
Friends of America, yeah.
Yeah, undocumented friends of America. They're not friends of America. They're not friends of Americans, anyhow. Zero carbon. People talk about that all the time, zero carbon. That's crazy. Carbon grows trees. Trees breathe in the carbon. They exhale oxygen. So the more carbon, the more trees. You know, we already have carbon collection machines, they're trees. And then Brandon had to run from his basement because of a bad Trump there. Yeah, how we beat him. He ran from his basement. And she says, yeah, 90% of us, they're either going to get culled, they're going to cull us or something. You said that was a good word, culled. And you're right about the guns. One of the judges just said that illegals can have guns.
Yeah.
But they didn't say anything about gun stores selling guns to illegals. Is that still illegal? And if that's still illegal, where are the illegals going to
get
the guns?
Right.
Right. So where are the illegals going to get the guns? They're going to have to get them illegal. And then to call a microchip a freedom chip?
Yes. Yeah, G-Mobile is
calling
it like gun.
Yeah, that's that language manipulation we've been talking about.
Right.
Yeah, like the Save the Border bill, the Affordable Care Act that was anything but affordable, and there was, only like 20% of any of these bills go to actually what the bill is titled for. The rest, the other 80% is all rubbish. And then he was going to call the police, and the police were going to drag Broccoli Man out of there. You know, police, they're between a rock and a hard place. You know, they try to do the job, and then they get in trouble for doing the job, and they're not getting any brownie points from their bosses, and now the people are mad at them, too, and they're blaming the police for all this crime on the streets when it's not the police. It's people like Alvin Bragg and Letitia James and Fannie Willis. They're making all these rules. They got no bail. They're trying to empty out the prisons. They're letting accused murderers out on the street. So, you know, I know everybody's innocent until proven guilty, but how does that protect the innocent? What if they are guilty, you know? And if you keep letting them out without bail, why would they even show up in court? The guy that shot the cop had 21 priors. He was arrested less than a year ago on gun charges, and he was released on bond, and his court date hasn't even come up yet. Now he's killed a cop.
I guess that doesn't matter.
No, that doesn't matter. And, you know, the more you keep letting people out, the more they think the crime is okay. If there is some consequence to it. And not everybody who's arrested is guilty. I mean, I understand that.
Well, it's more important to arrest a victimless crime by borrowing money from a bank to buy a house or a building and then pay it back with interest. That's
right.
More important. By the way, Joseph is here.
Oh, good. Bring him in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Hello, sir.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, I was in meetings all afternoon on the next book. So
nice.
I'm working on two. Oh my.
Busy man.
A lot of planning, a lot of research, a lot of, you know. Hey, there's something that broke tonight. This is going to be real interesting. If it's true, then they're going to have to drop all the charges in New York with Bragg. And this is what it is. What whistleblower claims Michael Avenatti said Michael Cohen had a affair with Stormy Daniels since 2006, planned Trump extortion deal before the 2016 election. It was all planned.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier. I don't know if you heard us, but we talked about that a little bit. The two of them are scamming against Trump.
Yeah, I just got in. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, they're having an affair. And now Cohen's got to pay this chick off and her sign the non-disclosure, not Trump. But Cohen tried to sell it to Trump like it's just going to be a nuisance, just pay it. And Trump's like, no, I'm not paying it. I didn't do it. I don't even know this chick. So he didn't sign anything, and he never authorized the payment. Cohen paid her out of his client account, expecting Trump to pay him back. And Trump said no. So that's when they had the falling out, and that's when Cohen wasn't his lawyer anymore. Because Cohen paid it anyhow. And Trump's thinking that, you know, well, he just paid it just to get rid of the nuisance. But no, he paid it because they had an agreement. So she's extorting Cohen. Cohen's extorting Trump. They're both extorting Trump. And now she's coming out talking. She should shut up. And don't these people know, people like her or Bragg or James or the other one, Willis, don't they know that they're just useful idiots? Can't they see they're being used?
Well, she signed a document years ago. She said, I never had anything to do with Trump.
That's what she said, yeah.
Yeah.
Now in this book that she's allegedly got, she says it's consensual. All right, so first you said, no, there was nothing. Then you say, okay, yeah, it was consensual. Trump still stands by there was nothing. But if you say it's consensual, what are we doing here? Get out of here. Hush money is not a crime.
Yeah, it's going to play out real interesting.
And Trump never paid it. Trump said he wasn't going to pay it. And he said that his signature is not on any non-disclosure. They do not have a mutual non-disclosure between them. Cohen signed that, not Trump. So that's true. And Avenatti, he finds out, and he thinks he knows something, so he goes bragging about it to everybody. Now he's shutting up about it. But he was sure bragging then. He bragged to enough people that they're all coming forward. Yeah, Avenatti told me that. And Avenatti hates Trump. So, but he thought it was funny. Oh, yeah, my buddy's extorting Trump. Imagine that. Avenatti, remember how big they played him?
Mm-hmm,
like on MSNBC and CNN?
They dragged him around like president.
They thought he was going to run for president. They were all hailing him.
Mm-hmm.
And then, comes to find out, he was stealing all his clients' money.
But he hates Trump, so
another
that's okay.
Work. Yeah. Yeah, he's loving and liberal. He was winning cases for people and telling them that they didn't get paid yet. In the meantime, he was riding around in DeLoreans and stuff, wearing really hotshot suits. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was living large off their settlements, and they never got their money. And the way he worded it was they signed it over to him. Everybody, they're all scam artists. But I don't know why this Stormy would take that chance. You think some snot-nosed little porn star is going to go up against Trump? You know, we discussed it. Trump will run you over like a steamroller.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't he already?
And he doesn't do it to people who don't deserve it.
Well, didn't he already win a lawsuit against her?
Yeah, she had to pay him $300,000.
Right, right. So what are we doing in court, you know? It doesn't make no sense.
It takes some of Trump's money away, that's why, and it takes time away from him. So that's the important part.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to bankroll him. Meantime, he makes billions and billions of dollars.
We lost a good man today. He was a good ex-Democrat, Joe Lieberman.
No, he died.
I saw that. Yeah, at 82.
Yeah, he fell. I always liked him. He was the last sensible Democrat, and then he left the party.
Well, he was a former Republican.
Yeah. Didn't he go independent for a little while?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went independent in his last years.
And he fell, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, he had complications of a fall.
Yeah, that's what took Harry Reid out, too. Didn't he get bashed up on his exercise equipment then in his shower?
Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah, Harry Reid was he was a liberal. He did not like treaties. And lots of people tried to get treaties past him, and he was actually kind of smart to block them. You know, some of those treaties didn't have to get signed. He was against NAFTA. He was against that climate one. That's why they never passed it as a treaty. They passed it as a some accord. But it was never passed by Congress to be involved in a treaty with all those other countries over the climate. Harry Reid blocked that. And Joe Lieberman, I think, was one of them that blocked it, too. But other ones went along with it. We're in a lot of trouble. This bridge, Joe, you're Maryland, man.
I know.
Tied up for months.
Well,
and they're not telling us the names of the people that were working on the bridge because they were South American migrants, and they haven't talked to the families yet.
Basically, they were illegal, so.
Right. Yeah, they were put on the road crews.
I heard you, I'd call it the end of it. You know, they found a truck with two young guys in it. Sad.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of the illegals doing construction, road maintenance, and sign holding and stuff.
I've been across that bridge many times.
Yeah, I rode across it a couple of times when I was up there. Because my son lives on one side of it and my granddaughter lives on the other. And I don't like the tunnel. That tunnel's got cracks in it, too, and it's not going to be able to withstand the added traffic and the heavy trucks. It has Mac help.
Well,
can't go through there. But,
they have to go around the beltway now.
Yeah, which is what, like 11 miles out of the way?
It's about 20 miles more in a journey. And it's, you know, 695 isn't the greatest highway to drive on at any time of the day.
And that bridge needed pothole work. I was over it. And the potholes were bad, and the seams, the joists there, the seams, they weren't connected. You could see the spaces in those. And in some of those potholes, you could see the grating underneath. So, yeah, that road was terrible. I remember going over that bridge and saying, oh, my goodness, I don't like this one.
I know you were talking about this earlier, the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. Why weren't there, you know, protector buffers, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make it, you know, I mean, you learn once in Florida. Why not we learn here?
Change takes a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of union negotiations and everything else. You know, they'd rather just patch it up and just deal with what they got and spend the money elsewhere. You know how many of those projects get diverted? But the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, yeah, and the Zakim Bridge in Boston were both designed by the same bridge designer, the architect. And those steel cables, every 50 feet, the cables are connected on both ends. So even if a section of that road does get knocked out, it's still going to stay suspended. And it's got enough leeway that it can withstand, you know, swaying. But even if it does break off, only one section would break off, and it still wouldn't fall into the water. It would be suspended. And the same with the one in Boston, too. And then where the columns are that go into the water to hold the sections up, there's islands around them, whole islands.
Right,
and,
right.
And they have, like, drawbridges and a railroad crossing. If something goes wrong, those people in the boathouses, they can hit a button and bring those bars down like a railroad crossing and put the flashing lights and the red lights, because there's lights on those bridges, like traffic lights, and there's a whole bunch of them too. If that thing is red, you don't go over it. I tried to get over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge to take my son to the airport, and they had closed it because the winds were more than 45 miles an hour, and those lights were red and those bars were down. No one was getting over the bridge. And they were making us turn around and go back the other way or go under the bridge. There's a pier, like, and a recreation area. You could stay there and wait for the winds to die down, or you could leave, but you couldn't get on that bridge. So there's all kinds of safety precautions on that bridge. And I still don't like bridges. But, yeah, that got knocked down, and they lost a busload of nuns and a whole bunch of people and some trucks. Greyhound still won't go over the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. They go all the way around to get to St. Pete. They redid their route and everything. They refused to go over even the new one. But the Zakim Bridge is built similar, too, but their main structure is built like a wishbone, where the Sunshine Skyway is meant to look like sails on a sailboat, the cables, the way that they design the cables, so that they're aesthetic. But yeah, that's what you need over there. Call that guy, the guy that designed those two bridges. Call him, because those bridges can withstand those tons and tons and tons of equipment that's moving over them. You know, some of those containers can weigh like 77,000 pounds or more.
You know, it's going to be sad that Biden won't be able to take the train across the bridge anymore.
Yeah, I heard that.
Exactly.
Yeah, there is no railroad tracks along that bridge, under it, over it. You know, he must have had it confused with the Harvard Bridge.
I don't think he cares.
Yeah, there is trolley tracks that run alongside that bridge and underneath the Tobin Bridge. Wow.
Well, you know, Baltimore now, they got the big contract. They're going to redo the tunnel through downtown underneath Baltimore there. They're going to widen it and make it bigger. It's a multi-billion dollar project. And but it's a good thing, because that way Amtrak can run at high speed through the city. Right now they have to slow down and creep down through Baltimore underneath.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you guys do need better infrastructure up there, because that tunnel, you could see the cracks. You could see the water coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I know they run the bilge pumps all day and all night and the fans in there and stuff, but you can still see the water marks and you can see the water buildup on the ground. There's puddles. You know, when you go into a tunnel that goes underwater, you don't want to see puddles. And
hey, by the way, I'm going to let Pianchi join us here.
Sure, come on in, Bianchi.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody?
Hey, friend. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
What's on your mind tonight? There's all kinds of stuff going on, huh?
Yeah, I hear people talking about stuff. We've been talking about the bridge was blown up. The bridge wasn't blown up. Accident.
Yeah. That, you know, did you guys see the replays and the slow motions and the fast speeds? And, you know, you see how it was, it did drift off to the side, and then, you know, you got that big puff of smoke. They said that was the guy going in reverse. Because the power went out, and then it came back on. Then it went out again and came back on. But, you know, they said the power went out. It could have been just the lights. They have backup generators on those ships, and they have systems that you can override the steering, too. And if you have to manually turn the rudder, you can. But it takes 20 guys to do that. But they have all kinds of redundant systems in those. And
that boat wasn't
allowed to sail into the Chilean harbor in Chile because of the problems it was having, the malfunctions it was having. And they wouldn't let it go in to port in Chile.
Well, it had an American pilot flying under the American flag. That's maritime law. But I never set a bridge, a box bridge like that. I used to erect structures still, but no, people talking about it was terrorism, BlackRock and all that crazy.
I thought it might have been terrorism originally, though. I mean, it's too coincidental. That port is the number one place that automobiles are brought to, automobile parts. There's an Amazon warehouse on the port grounds. Commerce from all over the world goes there. Products come in and out of there all the time. Things that are manufactured in the United States are brought there, and things that are getting loaded onto ships and send them out. You know,
well,
and then you hear about...
Arriving? Was he arriving or leaving?
They were leaving.
Well, the American pilot would have rode out to the mouth where it goes into the sea. He would have got off and they would have went on by the boat. Now, they could have had
They don't allow the captains of the boats to pilot them out of the channels. You have to have the harbor patrol pilots go in there.
Yeah.
They come up on those boats.
They could have had a tugboat on it, but they probably figured they didn't need it. No, the impact just knocked the bridge off its bearings and it went off to the side. That's what happened. The piers didn't destroy. I never paid any attention to it. But the piers didn't destroy. They're still intact.
Yeah, well, if you wanted to take that bridge down, that's where you would hit it. Because that whole bridge down in just one hit, bam, it was over.
Yeah, it probably knocked the bridge off its bearings to the side and bumped it off. The jolt knocked it off. And it came fast in the bridge down too. Permanently to the pier because it's got to expand. And that'll tear it
right up
just as quick as anything else. So it's just an unfortunate accident.
Yeah. You know, I'm thinking maybe it was an accident now. But when that first happened, it was very, very convenient. And, you know, if you see it in the slow motion and then you see it in the fast speed, you see that he jerks to the left. Just, you know, I mean, maybe he was trying, because he wasn't even near the center where he should have been going under. He was off to the side. So, you know, he wasn't even in the channel yet. The channel goes underneath the center of the bridge, and he was if you're coming out from the port, going out to the harbor, he was under the right side of the bridge.
Yeah, he lost all ability to navigate. I wonder if they had electric motor trusses, if they had diesel-generated thrusters, it probably would have been okay. So that goes your idea about having EV in every damn thing.
Yeah. You know, but they got computers on board and navigational systems on board and, you know, GPS. And they did have the Harbormaster pilots on the boat. Every one of those boats, the Harbormaster pulls up, two pilots get off. They take over control of the boats, and they drive those boats until they reach the outer harbor. And then the captain of the ship takes over, and the Harbormasters get off the boat, they, you know, because they ride alongside them. And then the Harbormaster gets off and gets on that boat, and then the ship sails off to wherever it's going. But while they're in the channel, those Harbormasters are piloting those boats. And they're not telling us who was piloting the boat.
Yeah.
Now, they told us about the captain. One of the captains was from India, and one of them was from Ukraine. But they weren't driving the boat at the time.
Yeah, as long as it wasn't Joe Biden.
Yeah. But who was it? You know, they got all kinds of DEI hires now. You know, it could have been...
It's interesting you said that you had a work crew doing potholes of illegals.
Yeah, they said that they were migrants from a South American country, then that's the only information we could get on them.
Well, where is the, you mean to tell me you don't have any laborers that's based in the United States? What the heck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, see, what they do is they subcontract everything down. You know, this one company gets the contract to do the potholes, and then he hires this asphalt guy and that asphalt guy and that asphalt guy. Those asphalt guys, they hire their own crews. So that's how they're able to do it. The guy who actually has the contract really doesn't do much. He subcontracts everything out. So he's not in charge of hiring and firing. They all have one degree of separation from it. And some of these municipalities are giving the illegals work permits. They can get work permits in Maryland. They can get them in Massachusetts and Connecticut and New York. Yeah, they get temporary work permits from the localities. They're not federal work permits, but all these sanctuary cities, they're giving them work permits. But that's why they're not telling us their names either. All they said was that they were migrants from a South American country. And there was 20 of them actually working. Some of them were able to run off the bridge and help stop the traffic, too. But 8 of them went into the water. 6 of them ended up missing. They just recovered 2 of the 6. So they're still missing 4. They
How
found
deep
two
is
of
the
them.
Water here?
Well, it has to be really deep for those big boats. Those boats... That, what are they like? They go down 90 feet, 100 feet?
Well, don't go that far, about 50 feet. But well, was the bridge sticking out of the parts of the sections of the bridge sticking out of the water?
Yeah, but the long section. And the boat actually has some of that bridge resting on it.
Yeah?
Yeah, the front of the boat, some of it came down on the front. And it put some, it really did some shearing in that. And a bunch of those containers that were up front went into the channel too, into the thing. But, you know, now they're going to have to bring the barges in with the cranes on them. And they're going to have to take those, that bridge apart piece by piece. Because they're not going to just pick it up with one crane. They have to section that off and cut it down above the water and below the water. And then they have to lift all that other stuff out of there. You know, they know that there's a truck down there with the two dead bodies in it. They found that. And, you know, who knows what they got to do underwater.
Did a river run fast through there?
It had rained, so the current was pretty strong.
Yeah.
You guys, they had a lot of rain. They had inches of rain, too. So that river was, the channel was full.
Yeah, like I said, it's too bad people have to lose their life. But that's life.
You know, it is. That could have been worse. Because, you know, it happened at 1 o'clock in the morning. You got people working at that port round the clock. And the people that live in Dundalk are in Baltimore traveling back and forth, too. That's a very busy, busy bridge. You know, millions of people cross that bridge a day. And trucks, all the hazmat stuff, because they can't go through the tunnel. So that takes a lot of weight. You know, everything from the big, huge 40-footers, then, you know, they're full, and, you know, they're carrying containers that got to get shipped out.
You say when the wind speed get up to 45, that particular bridge, or you got some other bridges that...
No, that's the Sunshine Skyway Bridge. When we're having tropical storms or hurricanes, when the wind speed gets up to 45 miles an hour, they shut that bridge down.
Yeah. I guess it acts like the galloping Gertie.
Yeah.
The one cable suspension girl that was flopping around and so forth. Well, actually, you know what, Joanne? If you had had more cars and weight on the surface, it probably would have helped to keep it in one spot, but... That's like you say, at 1 o'clock in the morning, hardly nothing on there but bridge weight itself.
Yeah. But, you know, in the videos, you could see cars and trucks going over it. You could see the headlights and, you know, the running lights on the sides of the trucks. But then there's a pause in that. So somebody was able to stop the traffic. You know, I'm so sad that those guys didn't make it off the bridge. They probably got in the truck and were going to back out. Or they were going to try to make a run for it. They might have been better off on foot.
Yeah, they could have climbed up one of the structures of the bridge and just rode it to the water. Hang on.
Yeah, well, the roadway is underneath the framing of the bridge. So the road, you know, that's going to end up on the bottom. And then you're not going to swim to the top with all that metal over you. And that's... all that construction stuff raining down on you. And then the containers falling into the water from the ship.
Yeah, it only took 46 seconds from beginning to end.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, if you were doing that on purpose, you couldn't have picked a better spot than that. And anybody who would do it on purpose learned a whole lot just by watching the video. Oh, so that's where you hit it to knock the whole thing down.
That's
and how
why
fast
really
you have to be
there.
Going. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things suspect about it. And then if you want to go a little further into conspiracy, they had the P. Diddy thing with, you know, the human trafficking, sex trafficking, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
And you know you've been hearing about the Epstein Islands, and you know the Sound of Freedom. They shipped those kids off in shipping containers. You know, so It looked like somebody was trying to stop that ship from leaving the harbor. You know,
well,
if there
you know,
was something on board there, maybe a nuclear weapon or, you know, we're missing all kinds of nitrate off of a train, remember? You know,
yeah,
they still haven't
shipping
found that.
But the shipping containers are loaded. They go through an x-ray, so you can actually see if somebody's hiding inside of one.
All of them x-rayed or just they do random checks?
I don't know, but I know I've seen some going through, and the inspector was able to detect a wife inside. I don't know if it was who she represented or where she was coming from, but they catch people going through there sometimes like that, trying to hide.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? We're missing 90,000 children, those migrant children that the government lost. Might even be more than that.
But you did see where allegedly Justin Bieber was groomed by P. Diddy?
I saw the video,
too. He was raised
too,
by P. Diddy.
That he signed on. Yeah, but he signed on with Usher, and he got given to P. Diddy. And P. Diddy was bragging for the next 48 hours. He's mine. I got custody of him. Well, I don't really have custody of him, but he's going to have the time of his life. And yeah, there's a video going around. Now Justin Bieber's got... Bell's palsy.
Yeah.
He's got palsy.
Yeah. Oh, but, yeah, they passed him around like a snack sandwich.
Well, you know, there's some modern-day Pat Boones have gun wheel travel around. They
yeah.
go get him.
Yeah, well, now they're saying that they found tunnels under his mansion. To lead to some Playboy club in the area. So I don't know what's going on with that.
There's a lot of people that think Jay-Z is next.
Yeah, well, Jay-Z is, you know, it's like this whole Illuminati thing. You know, even if it's not real, they think it's real. It doesn't have to be real for them to believe it's real.
No.
And they have all these, you know, these Satanist things and the fires and, you know, these bloodlettings and spirit cooking, that type of stuff. You know, so, you know, even if it's all BS, to them it isn't. To them it's very real. They think they're part of this elite club. And for a long time they have been.
Well, I tell you, some very, very disturbed, sick people in this country.
Well, Billy Ray Cyrus said the worst thing he ever did in his whole life was sign his daughter onto Disney.
And Disney used to be a respected organization at one time. But all of a sudden it had become infiltrated with these
sickos and
degenerates. Yeah.
Yeah, degenerates. That's a good word. Yeah, the degenerates take over. And then, you know, like those Hollywood weirdos, you have to do bad things to get in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like lay on the couch with Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Well, that's the easiest of it.
Yeah. Or with P. Diddy or Jay-Z or Usher. You know,
it's been going on forever. Look what they've done to Shirley Temple and her mother.
Yeah. Well, look at Justin Bieber. He had no father, and his mother was an alcoholic. He was easy prey.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid could sing, and he wanted to be a superstar. Yeah, come here, kid. I'll make you a star.
Hmm.
And then they just kept the mother drunk and did whatever they wanted to him. And then they probably made it do it to other kids just to keep him in line. You know, if you tell on me, I'll tell on you.
I don't know
what
they
do
about grown men liking to mess with kids. You know, that was one of the attractions for people going to Thailand because the women are so small, they look like kids.
Yeah, you know, I heard about that sex tourism. You know, they go down these alleyways and streets with his brothels and his children in them, and like you said, you know, very petite women and men too.
Yeah.
You know, so they look like kids. I don't know what you could look at a kid and say, oh baby, about that. You
right.
know, what do you find attractive about a kid? That's disgusting. Leave the kids alone. You know, no one gives a damn what adults do. You can fly your freak flag all day. No one cares. Leave the kids alone.
Yeah, I'm just too old school, Joanne. I love my wife, and that's it.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm straight.
Yeah.
You tell somebody you're straight now, they act like you broke the law.
Just like that waiter you had that one time?
Yes, Antoine.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Antoine, and I'm gay. My pronouns are he, him. I said, well, now that you've told me about your sex life, you want me to tell you about mine? And he went, oh, no. And my daughter's friend who was with us, she said, he didn't tell you about his sex life. I said, yes, he did. He just told me he was gay. What do you think that means?
Mm-hmm. Why
and
would
she,
somebody
you know,
just
like your liberal person.
Why would you tell somebody that you don't know that you're gay?
Right. What do I care? If I'm not sleeping with you, it's none of my business.
Hmm.
That's the way I see it. You don't have to tell me your pronouns or anything. You know, I'm here for a sandwich. Can you make a sandwich? Really? Yeah, that's, you know, nobody cares. Just leave the children alone. Because that's when the adults have to step in. And, you know, if you're trans, be trans. But don't be there, a fully intact man with male genitalia and walk in a little girl's bathroom while there's little girls in there. Because then the little girl's father's going to come in and you're going to regret that decision. You know, if you're trans, then shouldn't you have what resembles female genitalia? And vice versa. But, you know, and you're a male, and then you want to compete with the girls. You know you're bigger, you know you're stronger, you know you're faster, you know you can hit them harder, you know you can hit a ball harder, because that's nature. Men are supposed to be stronger than women. They have different muscle structures, different bone structures. Even different hormones and chromosomes. So you're not competing. That's not competing. The girls don't have a chance. So what's the sense of having women's sports at all?
Well, that's the idea. And you know, if you don't like men taking over women's sports, then you're a bigot.
Yeah, well, I don't like men taking over women's sports. And I think that we can accommodate trans. Like I said, I have a great idea. We'll have, you know, trans sports, but co-ed sports. And it doesn't matter the gender. But you have ability scores. So you can cap it. All right, say you want to cap your ability scores at 30, and you need 10 people. Now you can get 10, you can get, you know, threes. Or you can mix up your good players so you can have a couple of sevens and a couple of fours, you know, so that the stronger ones are the sevens, the fours will make up for it. So now you got 11. And then you can build your team that way. So in the end, everybody has a total of 13, an ability of 13 or 30 or whatever you want to cap it at.
Well, Democrats are against restricting males from female sports. They threaten to cut off your Title IX if you vote against it.
Yeah, but that it's wrong. You know, if the best girls are men, where do girls fit in?
And what's funny is you have these trans people telling women they should start their own league.
Yeah, they did. It's called women's sports.
Right.
You know, but you can't put a ringer in there. You know, I have a son who's over 6 feet tall. He's got enormous broad shoulders. He's got muscles going on all day. He puts in heavy glass in big, tall buildings. You know, he can compete against the girls. The girl's not going to catch him running, lifting, you know, hitting the ball, playing basketball, none of that. So if he decided he was going to identify as a woman this day and not alter his parts or anything, just decide, okay, I'm going to use the ladies' bathroom today because I'm in my feelings. I feel like a woman. You think this full-grown, he's going to go into the girls' bathroom and somebody's not going to have a problem with it? And he's going to tell them I'm a woman and they're going to look at him and say, no, everybody can tell you're not a woman. And you can put on 5 dresses. And people can still tell. Although some you can't tell. However, I'm not anti-trans. I'm anti-liars and pretenders and fakes. So if you're going to be trans, be an adult, first of all, over 18, because don't even try it until you're 18. You know, today you might want to be a girl. Tomorrow you're You might want to be a cat the next day. You might want to be a Ninja Turtle. Who knows? Wait till you clear all that up. You know, it's like buying
right,
a kid.
But on the other end, you don't want to say you're trans and not have intentions of chopping it off.
Yeah, if you're trans, then be trans. But don't stand there with all the parts of the opposite gender and tell me that, you know, if you're standing there a fully intact male and you're telling me you're a woman, I ain't going to believe you. Because I know what a penis looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And you got one. That's not girl parts. So you're not a girl. But if you want to be trans, just fix that and come back. And then you're a girl. You know, get some breast implants and get some cosmetic surgery on the lower parts. And I heard that's pretty rough, that surgery. If I was a guy or a trans, I don't think I'd want to go through that surgery either.
Well,
it's
then,
quite
then
slow.
Hell, I can't stand to get hit in the scrotum with a tennis ball, let alone going with that.
Yeah, well, I heard that that's a very painful procedure, and it's high maintenance. Because
Yeah,
you're not
it
just
may not
okay.
work.
Yeah, it may not work, but there's things you have to do to keep it working. Otherwise, it's going to heal and close up. Then what are you going to do?
Well,
yeah,
you know,
you have
back
to,
in the day, a male go to a doctor for gonorrhea. Of course, we call it the claps back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have the male, it would cause calcium and put a crook in your penis. So he has a male, this ain't no lie, lay his penis on the desk and he'd smack it with a rubber mallet.
Ow.
Yeah, that's what many people said. Probably worse than that.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't. You know, that's a sensitive area.
Yeah, he smacked it with a mallet. But like you say, man, things are really weird today. Hey, even in Louisiana, the Secretary of State identified about 180,000 people that shouldn't be on voters' rolls. And the
Democrats, yeah, people that don't exist, addresses that don't exist, or addresses that are like gas stations and CVSs and stuff.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, you're absolutely right. And you got these organizations like the NAACP and, of course, the Democrats, they're against purging the voters' rolls. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
the thing that you should do.
Yeah, well, they send these people out to register voters, and, you know, they'll look on the mailbox and look at the name on the mail, and they'll just register them.
Well,
things
they
like
go
that.
To these retirement homes. You go into these retirement homes where you can register 1,000 of them at a time. And many
yeah.
of these people don't have the wherewithal to make these decisions themselves, so it's the register that's telling them or taking the ballot from them and marking it up themselves.
Yeah. Yep, nursing homes, hospitals, elder care facilities, universities, you know, like the all right, just take LSU. You know, they register all those students. They don't even live there. They go to school there, but they don't live there, but they're registered to vote there. And everybody's using the address of the school. You got other good things going on in Louisiana, too. Listen to this. This is from Leading Report. It was at 5:39 p.m. It says, Louisiana Senate has passed a bill 37-0 not to allow any rule, regulation, fee, tax, policy or mandate of any kind from the WHO, the UN, or the WEF to be enforced or implemented by the state of Louisiana or any agency. You ain't taking no crap from the WHO, the UN, or the World Economic Forum. No state official, nobody in Louisiana can be forced to, and the law cannot enforce any of those mandates. So if they say, if the WHO says you all got to take the shot, Louisiana said, no, we don't. The World Economic Forum says you got to put a chip in your hand. Louisiana say shove it up to where it doesn't shine. Proud of you over there. Real proud of you.
Well, Tennessee banned chemtrails, so they're on the right track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. Yeah, they are putting up good bills where you are. This one here, the Tennessee Senate, like he just said, passed a bill that bans the federal government from geoengineering in the state's airspace. So no chemtrails. Used to be a conspiracy, but now they're banning them.
Well, the state has the ability to stop a lot of things that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them won't do it. You want to see some weird stuff, just check out Oregon.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to read the stuff that's going on there and then wonder, where in the hell do these people come from?
Yeah. Yeah, they're bad. They're California, we think that they're all crazy. But Oregon, they're really gonzo. Oh, what's going on up there? But that's really bad.
Hey, I wanted to ask you, too, did you see about Chick-fil-A?
What about it?
So Chick-fil-A announced that they're no longer going to honor their "we only buy chickens without antibiotics."
Oh.
Because they're going to start having chicken with the mRNA gene therapy in it.
I heard about that. That passed in that new omnibus bill that they just passed, 300 pages of it, how they're going to vaccinate the people, even if they don't want to, by vaccinating the food. Why do they want us all to be a virus?
So we can be
Why
dead,
do they
want
to alter our DNA so we're not in God's image anymore?
Well, they want us dead. That's why. They don't care.
Yeah, they don't care how they kill us.
Well, states need to put some in place.
And they say that growing your own food is bad for the planet now.
Yeah,
growing
only
trees
food
is bad.
With GMO
growing food
is
bad.
Okay.
Yeah, cattle is bad. And did you see in that bad hailstorm that Texas had? Like, tens of thousands of solar panels were destroyed by the hail.
Mm-hmm.
Like whole solar fields all over the place, just completely destroyed. Well, that didn't work out. And you don't even need that much space for all that crap. If you put that on towers and did them in like a pyramid shape, you could get more power out of less area. And if you put it on a rotation, you could turn those to face the sun all day. So you'd only need, if you go up instead of out, instead of, you know, sprawling across the land, build towers of them. You could still use just as many, and you use a fraction of the space. I have all kinds of ideas. You know, I'm always trying to redesign things.
Right.
The Japanese are good at that, minimizing. Maximum ability and minimal space. Because it's so crowded over there. You know, everything has to be small, even their components. You know, that's how we got these mini microchips and stuff. And DVDs, things like that. Because those big tapes were hard to store. And next thing you know, you have rooms full of them like a Blockbuster. But DVDs, you can just stack them and they take up a fraction of the space. And televisions, you know, they can make them big, they can make them tiny, you can put a TV right on your telephone now. You can watch TV from your phone. But you can also do it with solar panels. If you insist on having solar panels, at least, you know, maximize your ability and minimize your footprint. You could do a lot with a little space. And like they do in big cities, if there's no room to build wide, you build high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go tall. And you're going to get more sun, actually. And you make the panels up the top smaller and the ones down the bottom larger. And then you can open them and close them like you would a mini blind. And you can rotate them. And you do them in a pyramid if they're stationary. But you can just do them all on one side and just turn them towards the sun, depending on, you know, what time of day it is. And you can have maximum capacity and minimum space. I'm surprised they're not already doing it. And, you know, those solar panels, they collect heat. You know, they're sitting in the sun all day. So, and if they're close to the ground, they're scorching the ground and everything below it. You know, and if you've got turtle nests below it and, you know, gophers and rabbits and stuff, all that land underneath them is useless. Can't grow anything because the panels are shaded. You won't get any sun on your plants. Can't grow them under the panels. And you can't put anything over the panels.
If you had a volcanic eruption, well, that debris and dust going to cover your solar panels, they won't work.
Right. Yeah, and just pollen and build up. And then the sun beating on them, eventually they're going to crack and dry out. You know, they're only a vinyl polymer. And they're just going to, you know, get dry rot. But everything under them is scorched. The earth is scorched. You can't do anything with it. So you don't need those big fields. You just need a little piece of that field. With my idea, anyhow. And then you can grow whatever you want and the rest of it. And you can have your cattle and you can keep them separate and you're not going to kill all the things underneath it. And windmills, those blades, they're heavy and cumbersome and they fall apart. You know, all this plastic we have, why don't we melt it down and, you know, heat temper it and make them out of that. So instead of killing the birds will bounce off them. You know, the stuff that they make the kids' toys with in clubhouses and stuff for the backyard, that plastic, you know, like, I don't know, play school has like the little houses, little cottages and stuff made out of that plastic. Well, all this plastic we got all over the place, melt it down and make your windmill blades out of those. And if you put them on telescoping towers, you don't have to climb up there and change the blades. You can just press a button and retract it down, just like an antenna on your car. Bring the blades down to you, change them, and just press the button and put them back up in the air. And they're not going to hurt anybody. And you can do it all with recycled material.
Well, you know, some of the blades are 200 foot long, so you still be quite a ways off the ground.
Do them like you know, the little pinwheels that the kids use. And then you just, you know, so it's like little sails instead of those big blades. Just loop them over. And that way, as they're turning, if a bird does get caught up in it, it's going to get flown right back out. So it's not going to hurt the birds. It's not going to hurt anything. And they're interchangeable. You know, you can do it in sheets instead of doing solid blades. You know, those little things that they sell at, like, the parades and in the dollar stores and stuff, little kids, they're just called pinwheels. Yeah, do them like pinwheels. And they're not going to hurt anything. You can also build cages around the propellers on motors for boats. So you know those sneakers that you can put on without using your hands? They advertise him on TV all day now. You step in them, and then the heel just comes back up over your heel. The hands-free sneakers. Well, if you use that same technology and build cages around the propellers on boats, if you hit a manatee, it's just going to bounce off them. It's going to, you know, probably push the manatee down a little bit, but it's not going to cut them up with the blades because you've encased it. The water can still go through it, but you have a soft, pliable cage that has give to it. It's not going to hurt the manatees. That's another one of my inventions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, I got all kinds of engineering ideas. Every week I tell you about a new one. That's what I do. I tinker and I design and I figure things out and then I make them. As well as cooking and working and raising a family, and I go to bingo once in a while. And I help out on a radio show.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a busy girl. So.
All right, let's see. What else is there?
In Wilkesboro, North Carolina, there's a NASCAR racetrack, and it's been there for a very long time. Well, they were taking down the grandstands to remodel, and they found a moonshine cave. And now I don't know if they're going to make it an historical site, if they're going to let them put the grandstands back and stuff, because they're digging it out, and they got this whole cave, and it's got moonshine in it. And it was always rumored that field was built, that racetrack was built around somebody's still. And now they think they found proof of it. It was always rumored, but I just thought that was a little thing of interest. So it's in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina.
Okay.
And if you look it up, it's a moonshine cave that was found in the grandstands of the NASCAR racetrack.
Yeah, they had them in, around St. Louis. We were putting up a bank building, and when they were excavating for it, they dug into some tunnels, not underground. Basically, they had cut the sides, and a couple of spots they went a little bit deeper than the other, and they cut into tunnels that had, not tunnels, but areas that had all kinds of stuff in it.
Yeah.
Then they got underground tunnels for, it was a train. They ran underneath the streets in downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
All kind of stuff.
Yeah, they were digging in Boston for that big dig, and they came across an old ship that was a merchant ship, and I don't know what it was doing buried under the streets of Boston, but when they were digging for the big dig, they ended up having to postpone that whole project. And they had the archaeologists come in, and they had to date it. And then they lifted the whole boat out. It's in some museum now. But, you know, that was funny. They found that under the streets of Boston. Maybe when they were digging the subways and stuff, they needed clean fill. And sometimes they use things like that, boats and stuff. So maybe it was, you know, scrapped. Or maybe it was a scrap yacht at one point and they just put dirt over it, you know, like a landfill. Strange things they find in these different places.
Yeah, especially right on the outskirts of the city where they, at that period of time, they had dumps. You liable to dig up anything.
Yeah. Hey, before we come on here, my friend over at Twitter, her name is C.A. Grown, California Grown, I guess. It's C-A-G-R-O-W-N 5.
Right.
And
okay.
She says, so, She says, my hub and one of my sons are out of state. Out on the job site, my son calls my hub and says, a plane crashed out here. And my husband says, how do you know? My son says, there are parachutes coming down. So her husband said, did you see a plane crash? And the son says, no. So the kid sent a picture to his father, and it's a huge box attached to 2 to 3 parachutes. So when they zoomed in on it, it wasn't a man. It was a box, so like an airdrop. So the husband just yelled to the son, get the hell out of there. So they closed up the shop site for the days. And they're on the phone with Homeland Security, who's on their way out there. And Border Patrol is sitting with them while they wait. So, you know, they must be somewhere near the border. But something came over that border, was dropped by parachutes in a box. Who knows what it was? Could be drugs, could be guns, could be anything.
Yeah, it was weapons. That's what it was.
Yeah, well, you know, they can't get legal guns, even though it's legal for them to have them.
You know, out there in L.A., they ship guns in rail cars, and when they passing through the town, they let the gang members know, hey, on rail cars such and such, such, the locks are going to be off, open up and get what you want out of there. And right now
I saw.
Right. You see in L.A. where you got trains passing through and the gangs bust open the cars with merchandise, TVs and everything, and they take the merchandise out and throw the boxes on the track. They have to come along and clean the track off so trains can go through. It's so bad there now.
I know. I was looking at some of the footage from some of the along the railways, and it is filthy. There is debris that's taller than a man, just, you know, from the trains getting robbed. Yeah, I was wondering how they got the trains to stop, because they blocked the tracks. That makes sense. And then they just, yeah, somebody has to know what's getting shipped on which car. So, you know, some of it's an inside job. Especially if they know that there's guns or something going to be on that train. How do they know that? Somebody's selling them.
Well, they even robbed the passengers on the light rail trains in St. Louis. You know, you can walk from one car to the other. You got that space there. It jumps around. They just go through there and collect stuff in a bag or something, and they get off at the next stop.
Yeah, they do that in New York, too. They just run through the trains and just taking people's watches, jewelry, phone, and then they just all jump off the trains at the next stop.
And as a punishment, they have to get money from the federal government.
Right. Yeah, I wonder who's collecting up those debit cards. You know, those people living in the shelters and stuff, if they were getting $1,400 a month on these cards, that's enough to be living large. And these people are living in poverty, so someone's taking those cards away from them. You know, that they say that they're charging $10,000 per person. You know, all these people saying, yeah, I've had to pay them $10,000. Who was it you paid $10,000? And where did you get $10,000? Or you got to wait till you get to America and then you still owe them the $10,000 and you're not free until you give it to them. You know, so that they got to be there for 6-7 months. And that explains why 6 months is the limit. Because maybe after 6 months, their debt is paid, and then they can get out of those places and still keep the $1,400 a month. $1,400 isn't even enough to rent an apartment. But if there's 3 or 4 of you go in on it, then you can do it.
I bet you Vito ain't getting no $1,400 a month on his disability.
No.
No, his disability is probably getting $700. That won't pay your electric and water and telephone now, and cable.
Yeah,
and probably every week or whatever period, he's probably required to come down and walk a straight line, stand on one foot and touch his index finger to his nose and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's got to recertify, and he's got to prove that he's still disabled, and he's, you know, all those things that they make you do. They got to jump through hoops if you're a citizen. But you can come across the border and say, my name's Juan Valdez, and I'm running for my life from my government.
I don't even think they have to ask you your name. You could just say, I'm here.
Yeah. I said Juan Valdez.
What difference does it make? You don't have ID,
so
what does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. And they got people coming across the border 3, 4, 5 times using different names. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to check it. So they're getting 5 checks, 5 debit cards a month. And we're paying for it. New York's giving them another $500 extra. So now that's $1,900 they're getting.
Yeah, and every time they swipe the SNAP card, J.P. Morgan gets a percentage of that.
Uh-huh, on a no-bid contract. How convenient is that, huh? Dang. And we're paying for it, and we don't stick together, and when we don't stand up, and we don't stand for ourselves. I've been telling people lately, you know, they tell you don't talk about politics or religion in the bars or in church. Don't talk politics in church. Who come up with that rule? Back in the revolutionary days, that's where people gathered, and that's where they talked among themselves. You can't talk online because everything is censored and algorithms and words and triggers. But when you're all together in groups, you can talk among yourselves. So don't be afraid to talk politics wherever you are. And there's other people out there that'll talk it with you and will join in with you. They don't want to start the conversation, but once that conversation is going, they all want to jump in, and I've tested that recently. I've gone to public places and just had loud conversations with the people I was with, and other people will chime in. And we were talking about politics, and we were talking about Trump, and we were talking about Biden, and we were talking about the country, and the next thing you know, everybody in the place is all talking about it. So once people open up and know that there's other people out there that feel the same way they do, and they feel comfortable talking because you're in a personal setting, and you're not on your telephone and you're not typing, so every word is recorded and given to the government. You know Facebook is a spy. You were right calling it spy book proof. You always called it spy book.
Oh, I've been calling it that for as long as I know.
Yep. And you were right. I just used to think, oh, he's not really spy book, but whatever. But it is. And Mark Zuckerberg is a spy. And he's handing over everybody's information. And that guy Jack was, too, until Elon took over.
Hell, Zuckerberg looked like an extraterrestrial. Look how long his neck is.
Yeah, he looks like those robot people. He does. He looks like artificial intelligence. Are those robots? You know those lifelike robots?
Yeah, you raise his shirt up, he got a panel in his back.
Yeah, he's got a panel in the back. But he does. He's very, very robotic and distant. He's got hollow eyes. And Jack Dorsey, you know, he was a spy, too, but he was a smug little thing. You know, his head got too big for him. And they just thought, yeah, I'm going to put Twitter up for sale. No one's going to buy it. But once Elon put up the money, they had no choice but to sell it to him.
Yeah, I remember.
And
they
then they've been hating on him since. And he just tells him to go F himself. He's got that kind of money. He's a guy who has ambitions on colonizing Mars. And these people think that their little personal snits are going to affect him. Look at that Don Lemon. He let Don Lemon have a show on X.
Mm-hmm.
So Don Lemon thinks he's going to charge Elon Musk all this outrageous stuff. He wants a Tesla truck. He wants a ride in space. He wants this huge, like, $12 million a year contract. And Elon said, no, you can have a platform on here. You can build your show, however much money you make, you make. You know, if you get hits, you get money. You don't get hits, you don't get money. And then he did an interview with him because he was going to go on X and, you know, build his little show like Tucker did. And he started giving him a hard time and talking down to him and talking trash to him.
And the thing is, he also demanded part ownership of Twitter.
Right. And Elon told him GTFOH.
Mm-hmm.
And now Don Lemon took a snit, and he not even on Twitter.
What did you call him, a racist? What did you call Elon a racist?
Yep, called him a racist and a homophobe.
Dumbasses.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen to his show.
Yeah, well, Elon Musk said, I would have to care about you to have any of those feelings. I don't feel anything about you.
Crap.
I don't feel racism. I don't feel homophobia. I don't feel like. I don't feel hate. I don't feel anything for you. You're not that important to me. Get out of here. And what could he do?
He can't do anything.
Do anything.
It's only when people cave in it. I see where the country of Ghana voted down some of the homosexuality stuff over in Africa.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, these people don't realize how lucky they are to be in this Western society, in this country. You know, these people fighting real hard to take this country down. You should see what else is out there. These people who've never left their neighborhood or never left their state. And they're crying, oh, racism and homophobe and this and that and whatever. You know, you don't like this, you don't like that. And you know, go to another country. You know, you want to bring that over there? Go ahead. Remember that chick that went to Russia? And she... Brittany Griner. And she thought that she was Queen Bee. She could do whatever she wanted here in this country. And she could disrespect us, and she could hate on our flag, and she could hate everything about us, and she could call us homophobes and racists and all that stuff. Yeah. And she could smoke weed, and she could do whatever she wants. She gets to Russia, and she was an idiot. She brought vape cartridges with her. You don't have rights over in Russia, honey. You're a guest in their house. If they say, don't bring your drugs here, you probably shouldn't bring your drugs there. So she got busted with the vapes and she got put in jail. Boy, it was help America then, wasn't it?
Did she have privilege because she was black?
Yeah, and she was a whiny little elitist princess. You know, she thought because she was a good basketball player that, you know, her head got too big for her and she just thought she was all that. And when she got over to Russia, she was a guest. And she broke the rules. And they didn't care about her sexuality or her race or any of that stuff. They cared that she brought drugs into their country. And there was consequence. See, that's something she had never faced before. She had never dealt with consequence. And boy, was she humbled then. Please help me. She called the embassy. She called on everybody in America. I'm an American. Help, help. You didn't like us. You didn't like our flag. You are supposed to be representing our country, but you did nothing but talk trash about us. And then you went to Russia and decided to play your games there. Now it's help, help. Love that flag now, don't you?
Right.
Well, what happened to that black woman? Was in Saudi Arabia or someplace.
and got to arguing with a store clerk, and she got locked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, women don't have rights over there. If they see even one strand of your hair, strange men will beat you up in the street
mm-hmm.
and call you filthy names. And you're not allowed to leave your house unless you have a male relative with you. You are not allowed to drive. You aren't allowed fashion or makeup and get your nails done. You marry who your father tells you you're going to marry. Yeah, they got it good over here. These people should be a little more appreciative of what they have before they lose it. Quit trying to fundamentally change us. We're already fundamentally changed enough. You know, back in the day, people had respect for each other. We looked each other in the eye. We gave firm handshakes or offered somebody a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. Everybody didn't yell in each other's faces. Nobody threw coffee at you for not wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they put arrows up and down the aisles in the supermarket?
Oh,
like
man, that saved millions of people.
Yeah. Yeah, like COVID was a traffic cop, too.
Well, if I didn't do those things when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I would get a backhand slap and end up on the other side of the block.
Yeah. There was two ways to die when you were a kid. Three ways. natural causes, an accident, or talking back to your parents or an adult.
Yeah. You got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, dashed by Hot Wheel track.
Yep. Oh, yeah. My mother would use an extension cord on you.
Hmm.
She used to iron clothes in the kitchen, and she had an extension cord plugged into that iron. If she disconnected
yeah.
that iron and disconnected that cord, you ran like hell, because you heard that before you felt it. It made like a sound before it hit
you. You know the funniest thing with having five kids is that when one of the parents promised a whooping and they didn't get it, then one of us mm-hmm. would go, hey, Dad, you remember? You forgot Michael's whooping. You said 2 hours ago he was going to get a whooping.
Oh, yeah. Your brother's a rat. You out. Your sister. My father.
Yeah,
my father would end up saying, okay, that one's going to get its butt beat. Who are you, Joe Valachi? You're gonna get your butt beat, too, for being a rat bastard. So we didn't tattle on each other either. Yeah.
But one of the funniest thing was that there was once where we were making faces at my brother while he was getting whooped, and so he was laughing. And my dad said,
oh
you think it's funny? We're gonna do some more.
Yeah, no, my family, my father didn't put up with that.
Well, of course we didn't show my parents. We didn't show my parents.
No.
I had an auntie in Harvey, Illinois that we used to go to her house for summer vacation. And she had a dog named Buster. So me and my cousin, we'd be out there doing something that we weren't supposed to be doing. And my auntie found out that's my grandson's cat. So anyway, she come in and she make us go out in the yard and get a switch. We bring back a switch. She said, nope, not that one. She was talking mm-hmm. about getting one of the switches off the rose bush with the thorns on them.
Oh.
So anyway, we get our butt whooped, and we sitting there asking each other, how in the heck does she know? Then both of us looked over at Buster. I said, I bet that dog told on us.
Yep. The dog will rat you out.
Well, here in Vegas, though, there's a lot of cactus, and there was no way we were going to mess up and have my dad say, go pull a cactus.
No. No, that'd hurt. Yeah, they were very creative. You know, in Florida, it's still legal to spank your children. And you can even hit them with the stick, but it can't be any thicker than your thumb and no longer than mm-hmm. 2 feet.
Okay.
But you... And the cops will bring the kid home to the mother and watch the kid get its ass beat. They'd rather do that than bring you to jail. But if you screw up a second time, then they'll bring you to jail. But you know, these kids, if the parent is going to handle it right there, they're allowed to. And they still have
corporal punishment. The last time my kids ever spent the night here, back in 2017-ish,
yeah,
they called the cops because I demanded they do the dishes. They left me two sinkfuls of completely full dishes, and they didn't want to do them. So their mom said to call the cops because I grabbed one of them by the arm, brought them to the kitchen and say, look at this. This is not acceptable. So because I grabbed one of them, I didn't leave any marks. And even the cops said that, well, he's allowed to demand his kids do the dishes. And then their mom was yelling at them. You're just saying it's okay to have male privilege.
That's insane.
They never want to spend another night here again.
Wow, that's horrible. If I tell my kids to do the dishes, they'll get up and do the dishes. And my kids are old.
Yeah.
And they'll still do the dishes if I tell them to. And I wouldn't ask them to do anything I wouldn't do, but I'm not going to sit here and clean up after, you know, full-grown people. You dirty that dish, you wash that dish.
If you cook if you use two sinkfuls of dishes while I'm at work, don't think I'm going to do your dishes.
Right. Yeah, we don't have a maid here.
Hey, Joanne.
They told me that I should do the dishes because I own the house.
Oh, that's crazy. You didn't dirty the dishes. I heard Joe trying to break in. Joe, what's up?
Go ahead.
Oh, the black box has been released. It's been it's suspicious.
What do you mean suspicious? What's suspicious about it?
Well, there was no CCTV footage. Sensors were cut off and turned back on. Voice recorder disrupted by background noise.
Yeah. See, when things don't match, you got to be suspicious. And I know they call you conspiracy theorists and all that. But look at the impact of this. And look how perfect that boat hit that pilot.
Yeah, it's all too coincidental to be just a perfect accident.
Yeah, well, if there's too many coincidences, it's a coincidence. It's not a coincidence at all.
One thing I found in going through the notes, they issued last month a warning on the Baltimore Harbor on to be look out for basically a security warning. And that,
yeah, so that was either, you know, I'm not ready to say it was a terror attack because there might have been something on that boat and there might have been some good guys trying to stop that boat from leaving. You know, who knows if we were shipping out a nuclear weapon or something was smuggled on that boat and somebody was trying hard to keep it from leaving the harbor. It was an attack, and it was perfectly carried out because one of the biggest shipping ports in the United States is now out of commission. Baltimore, which is right
now. I found it. February 2024, White House puts an executive order to boost cybersecurity at U.S. shipping ports. That just was done last month.
Yeah. And a cyber attack could have been carried out. I mean, we did have a spy balloon going over us and over our ports and over our military installations and everything else, mapping them out. You know, why wouldn't they say, oh, that bridge is vulnerable? There's no island around the pylons. It's older construction. It's a suspension bridge, but not a cable bridge. So it's easy to take that out. And if you hit it right here in this exact spot, but this much speed, and it doesn't even have to be very fast speed, as long as it's hot and heavy. And now you took out the whole port in Baltimore. And that's a major port. That's major economic damage. And it's out of commission for a very long time. And where there's only two ways in and two ways out, the tunnel or that bridge, it's the perfect place for an attack. Like I was telling everybody earlier, if you wanted to do a terror attack, and it didn't have to kill a lot of people, like General Flynn said, a black swan event is usually economic, and that is maximum economic damage.
Right.
That's really, it's really a bad situation, and it's going to get even worse as time goes on.
So we don't have any concrete evidence that would support not being a, you know, terrorist attack. So we have more questions than ever.
And the way they came out so fast, they had said, oh, this wasn't a terrorist attack before the sun came up.
Oh, yeah.
They were all saying, nope, wasn't a cyber attack. Nope, wasn't a terror attack. Well, how did you know it wasn't a cyber attack? And now they tell us they got the black box and the communications are out and the satellites are out. Everything's out.
Mm-hmm. And the guy from the FBI, with the terrorism director for that area, got replaced the same day.
Yeah, the FBI director, day before. They swapped him out.
You know. I'm going to keep my eye on Laura Logan. She should have...
Yeah, Laura Logan and Laura Luma are very important. Very important that you follow them. Laura Luma is kicking butt with her reports. That girl is digging deep. And Laura Logan, that girl is a good reporter. And she's another one who's an investigative reporter. And she'll dig. And they don't like her because of it. That's the girl that was... doing the Middle East reporting, and she ended up getting gang raped over there in that crowd. She survived that. But, you know, and people didn't even respect her for all the work she put in because she wasn't following the narrative. She was on this, remember the Egyptian people? She was trying to report from their perspective, and the Muslim Brotherhood raped her.
One more thing. That cop that got killed up in New York City, Trump's going to go to the funeral.
Right.
Yeah, I know. He called the widow, and the guy from Tunnel to Towers said that they're going to pay off her mortgage too. I thought that was a classy thing to do for both of them. So,
that guy had been arrested and let loose dozens of times.
Yeah, 21 times.
And yet they get Trump. Hello.
Yeah, everything's about Trump. Like I said, they're not going after a crime. They're going after a man. And they'll just come up with a crime later.
Well, you know, each and every one of them containers have radio frequency transmitters on them. So you can tell when they get here and get there and when they're going and coming.
Yeah. And there's cameras up and down that port. You know, we had the pictures of the actual accident immediately from Fort Armstead. And those forts are constantly surveilled. They got everything from sniffers to, you know, height checkers and everything. When you go into those ports, they have people there that look underneath your vehicle. They look around your vehicle. They have the dogs walk around. And then they let you in. If you're bringing a truck in, they walk all around that truck. And they sniff that truck and everything. They got, you know, they sniff the bombs.
It goes through x-ray, too. And if there's any radioactive material in it, they can detect it. Every container goes through that x-ray deal.
Every container?
Yeah, that's the only way you can get inside the port. They just drive through, like driving through a car wash.
Bringing things to the port. But what about the ships? When the ships come in and they're unloading, are those containers checked?
Well, not unless they was checked when they left Singapore.
Yeah, because they got rails there, too, that go in all different directions. They don't go along that bridge. But you see them taking shipping containers and putting them right on the boxcars.
Where the containers are located, like if they're hauling fireworks, they locate it up front where water that's jumping across the bow of the ship can, you know, cool down each container. But they know pretty much where everything is loaded and what sequence and what's usually contained in containers.
I think every container on that particular ship should be checked. Yeah.
So they're pretty cool.
None of this is fitting. And they were really quick to say that it wasn't a terror attack. And then Biden came out within hours and said, oh, we're going to pay for it all. So that way, if we're going to pay for it, then you don't have their insurance company and their bond company sniffing around doing their own investigation, because this is going to cost billions of dollars between the bridge and the cleanup and all of that stuff. So no insurance company's just going to say, okay, here's a check. They're going to do their own investigation. So by Biden jumping out there, that keeps them at bay. No insurance company has to get panicky yet.
All the containers, the things that they're carrying is insured from the manufacturer to the ports on the ship to its final destination. But anyway, I guess I'll have to see you guys later.
All right. Good night, Bianchi. Good night, Joe. Good night, Proof.
Good night.
Thank you, everybody. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but in the meantime, I will be back tomorrow. So hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Proof.